The fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He's the Fred Astaire of martial, of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the place.
Wake up late now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody. I said one, two,
everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome. I'm back from the Bahamas. And a fun 2 weeks over at the Joker's Wild Comedy Club over at Paradise Island in the Atlantis. It's good to be back. Ethan Moore's here.
Hey, Dougie, good to be here. I'm experiencing trauma as a Floridian from 2000. It's all coming back, you know?
It's a fucking night. And, of course, stepping in today, Randy Vega.
I'm glad to be here. Welcome back. And, sorry, your pocket's lighter, man.
Well, it's not that bad. Those of you on Facebook Live will get to see.
Dougie's still rolling in it. I should have bet you $500.
I
wouldn't have been able to cover it.
I got paid
that
cash.
That wallet is thick.
I had so much cash in my wallet that the people at the
customs
said, come with me, sir.
Oh, really?
I mean, I also, here's the worst part about travel. I usually pack the night before. Whenever I leave, I get everything situated, so then I got to just shut stuff. I leave the luggage open so I can throw my bathroom shit in it, and then I zip up and we're gone.
Yeah.
Right?
It's just an easy process.
That's it. It's all there. Did I leave something? No. I figured it out the night before. Right? All the power cords, because you always leave power cords.
Yeah,
you always leave. God, my charger.
Left
fuck.
A lot of iPhone cords in some random places. Yeah.
I bet you there's a business where the room service ends up going to the local fucking audio. But hey, I got about 15 of them.
Yeah,
I left an iPod in a toilet in an airport in Beijing once.
Really?
Well, that was pretty annoying. iPod. What do you mean, like the small one, like iPod Touch? Like
no, an iPod Touch. Yeah.
Oh, it's like your phone, dude. How do you?
Yeah, like 6 years ago or something.
Oh God.
I was sitting on the toilet listening to music. And
you walked away like, why is the Bluetooth disconnecting? Yeah. And you're like, oh, it's in the toilet.
I left. I was in an airport, and I left my cell phone right there where the toilet rolls are. You put them on that thing where the toilet rolls are.
The little metal cover
piece? Yeah. And sometimes it's so high
that's above where I left mine, too.
It's so high, you forget it's there.
Right.
I'm paranoid when it comes to that stuff. Like, I've done it before when I was a kid, and I got my ass whipped with my dad the first time I lost a phone for that.
Yeah,
so every time I'm in the bathroom, like, messing with my phone, when instead of putting it down, I just put it back in my pants so you hear my jingling around and shit for it.
Well, when I did that, I walked, I left.
Right.
And then, of course, I had that moment where I'm, I don't know, maybe two of those breeze walks away, when you get on those escalator walkways.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting there. Panic. And then you reach and you go, oh, my God.
I was in the cab ride, like, arriving home or something.
Oh, that's
what that
And I was in China,
sucks.
So I was like.
But you know what's best about that? You did it. You're done. What are you going to do? It's over. You're not going to see that thing again.
I just said, okay, and I had a good job. I just went and bought another one the next
day. You accepted it, yeah.
Me, I'm close enough where I got to turn back.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I'm freaking out, like, oh, man, I hope somebody else didn't take a shit in that stall.
Yeah.
Right.
I lost mine. I didn't have a job. My dad bought it. So, of course, that ass when we came fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I ran back and I go, oh my God. Yeah.
It's always a great feeling when you find it, though. You get like such anxiety going back when you find, like, oh.
Yeah. It's like you bought it again.
Thank God. Yeah. It's like it's brand new again.
Sometimes
like,
I lose it on purpose just to get that feeling.
It's almost like you see the dollars being credited back to your fucking credit card.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you're about to spend something. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's there. And you know what I'm saying? So, like, even stupid things. Like, I thought I left my USB port for the mouse, the Bluetooth mouse. I thought I left it in Chicago. When I came home, it's sitting right here.
Right, right.
That saved like $15.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
otherwise, you got to get another mouse.
Nowadays, $15 is $15, man. It's not any cheap shit anymore. So, everything's getting more expensive. So
I'm getting up, and now I'm putting everything in, You know, we checked in around 12:30. We check, and I go to zip up the fuck. Now, in all honesty, this is where personal responsibility comes in, and I'll make sure I give myself this advice because I tell our listeners, you need to be personally responsible for your own shit. Stop blaming fucking people. One way or the other, you have a way to influence that outcome.
And our listeners are like, okay, pops,
all right, yeah, Dad. Right.
Thanks,
what
Papa.
What time should I bring my sister home?
Where's right? The podcast where I get to relax
be
instead of getting a lecture?
Street lights are on, okay, son.
Just feeling that way. But, you know, so I realized my luggage, there was one of the zippers. There's two zippers usually on the luggage.
Yeah, right.
So one of them had broken. So I said, all right, I just go from the top down or whatever, and then we're good. Well, that zipper fucking broke.
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm sitting there, and it was great because we had one of those moments because the wife's like, well, let's see if you could take some stuff out of there and put it into the bigger suitcase where I had all my merch.
Yeah.
I'm like, honey, that's not going to help. The zipper's broken. We got to be able to figure out how to shut the fucking thing. So that I looked around, masking tape, all
you
this
need a
kind
stapler.
Of shit. Yeah, and well,
yeah, that metal detector's not going to go off. Huh?
I'm like, is there a doctor in the house with a staple gun?
Right.
So I went downstairs, dealt with something and this and that. Had to print up the fucking bus vouchers to get back to the airport and all this shit. And God bless my wife, she went and got coffee and she got one roll. Of a small roll of fucking duct tape. Okay. And I'm like, honey, why didn't you get both of them? We're like $50. So we're good to go. So I taped it up. So I go to the airport with this fucking mound of money in my
right.
And I got
duct tape bag.
And a duct tape bag. That doesn't look suspicious.
Right.
And the worst part about
it's like
it,
you won the lottery on your way to the airport.
For real.
You're homeless.
All this cash.
You're literally homeless.
What was your business here in the Bahamas? Right. I'm a comic.
Like, wait, you came with one bag, now you got 16. What's going on, buddy?
So, it was a Spanish lady, you know, doing her job, and she's sitting there, and she looks over, and then for some reason, I had, you know, when you go through the TSA, the electronic shit, yeah. I put my phone and everything in my briefcase. And my wallet and everything. Usually when I don't leave my wallet in my briefcase because then I'll fall asleep and leave it on my feet. Yeah. And the guy next to you will steal your fucking wallet, especially with this fucking half a moon of cash. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, no. So I went, and then I didn't even realize it. I'm standing in front of the fucking, these people. What do they call again? These fucking,
TSA.
The TSA, the Homeland Security, whatever, these fuckers. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, all right. So I reach into my briefcase right in front of her and I take this fucking mound of money out and I stuck.
What are you gonna do?
That's
I stuck
even
it in
more
my
sincere.
Pocket. Right. I almost stopped in the middle of the process and went, you know what? I'm sorry, ma'am. I'll just put this back in there.
That's crazy.
You gotta take it.
And you know what? I actually think like it was a Spanish TSA lady, so I don't think she was intentionally telling you to put it back to search. I think she was telling you to do it because, I mean, papi, hey, put it back, please, so I can look. Don't just, it's okay. But then you gave her, she's like, oh, you don't want a chair? Okay, come to the back, papi. Let's take it. I'm going to take you to the back. I'm going to check your purse, okay?
Hey, do you ever get a serious check by customs? They ever, like, make you wait a long time or anything?
Make you cough?
No, although when I came in from what was good about the Bahamas, they did all of it there, I call it immigration. What is it? It's customs.
Customs, yeah.
So they did everything there. The guy felt me up, right? You know, right. And I had that moment of like, hey, you know what? I've been traveling, sitting in a bus for like 40 minutes. Maybe I should get a little half a chubby up. So he's a little impressed.
How strong were his hands? Were they sensual? Or were they
he put his hand right on my cock.
He put it down on you?
Right. He did. Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't sit there and complain. I thought, I got to go through this. You know what I mean? So he patted it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've gotten the serious check too. Yeah. I have. Oh, yeah. The first time I came back from Asia, they were really looking at me, I think, because I had been in trouble.
Obviously.
And I had moved to Asia, and I'd been in Asia for like a year, and then I came back, but I hadn't changed my residency technically to Asia.
Right.
So I said basically like, oh, yeah, I still live in the U.S.
Oh, right.
So then they're like, I'd been there for 9 months or something.
Right.
And so then they're looking at my passport, and it's like Singapore, Bangkok, Cambodia, you know, it's like all these countries where like the Golden Triangle.
Where a drug mule would be running.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they're like, what are you doing over there? I was like, oh, you know, working, you know.
just following the business.
Yeah.
Just
right. Just working. And so they were like,
making a few bucks.
Come with us.
You know what's funny is that I went to Cancun, Mexico, and the lady at the TSA, when we were coming back, kept looking at me. She's staring at me. And I had a beard.
Especially if you travel alone. They're real suspicious of guys traveling alone.
I was with a group. It was me and my brother and a big group of us. We all went. And they're just looking at me because my beard and stuff. And I don't know where my buddy pulls like a pre-workout mix. because he was tired.
Right.
Puts in a bottle and starts shaking it, and they flip the fucking, like, no, no, mira, señor, put that down. We need it. And they started checking him right in front of everybody. I didn't give a shit.
Remember,
like, what's this, castle?
Remember it was a couple years ago, those Border Patrol people made that guy drink that shit, and he ended up dying?
No.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Yeah, it was on
what
video.
What was it?
It was like pure meth, like pure fucking,
yeah,
like,
he's like, oh, this
high
is
concentrate
nothing.
That you make,
yeah.
Fucking. And he, like, and he was like, drink it. It's a water bottle. He's like, drink it. He's like, okay. Took like, a little sip. He's like, yeah. Like, no, no, have another sip.
Yo, truth
and next
bear,
thing you know,
a
guy broke
that.
Into a sweat, like turned into a human sprinkler and had a heart yeah. attack.
Oh,
and
my
dude,
God.
Truth of dare, he would have been good at. He's like, yo, drink that. Like, all right. Done.
Yeah, yeah, he didn't hesitate. He
Game
didn't,
over.
Know,
I
he,
win.
He get, there you go. Yeah. Took a little fucking
they don't
sip.
Let you drink water through.
No, but listen, he had a bottle.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was
that's
probably
crazy.
Pleading. It's just water.
That's a good point, though. You can't bring your water through TSA.
Yeah, what's going on here?
What's
this story doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's funny, though, because you can actually take an empty bottle, like actual like a thermos, like an empty clear plastic bottle right. that's none of this. They'll let you take that through no problem because they have fountains on the other side. If you come with a bottle, they make you throw it out and buy more.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a ripoff, man.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
You got to bring in your own canister.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
yeah. Anyway, they looked at me hard. I think they made me go down to my underwear.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They wanted to get a glimpse of Ethan?
They did. They did not trust me because I was just coming back from, you know, from overseas. And they were like, right. Oh, this guy's like.
I mean, Ethan, a lot of people here don't trust you either looking at you.
I know.
Come on, dude.
I know. But I'm
you
like.
You have that look. It's.
I had a good job. I'm living over there. Making money. Yeah.
Ethan, you can only stay a day here. You got to move out as soon as possible.
Ethan, watch the dogs. Never mind. We'll get somebody else's.
Yeah. It's always amazing. So, yeah, man. So it was just one of these weird fucking things. But it was fun. Bahamas was great, and I got to work out. I got to work out
almost. Came back looking a little couple pounds lighter, bro.
I lost some. You know, I've got some. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See
and
Dougie posting his crotch shots stretching on
yeah,
on
that's
Facebook.
Right. I'm in my fucking doing a split.
Scrolling through, all I see is Dougie and crotch. I'm like, all right, Dougie.
Dude, I tried to put my crotch into that little bevel where the mirror is. I didn't want anybody to get my dick. I was trying to, like, I didn't know the angle of the camera.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be good that way, but I don't know. But it was a lot of fun, dude. And the wifey came for her birthday. And,
nice.
That's
you know,
cool.
We
man.
Went shopping. I took her into downtown Bahamas. I was going to buy her something. Couldn't find anything, though.
Really?
Yeah. So I think she's a little bummed out.
You couldn't find anything to buy her?
Yeah. Well, that's what I... Listen, she's like, you know, listen, I could buy anything. I'm pretty... But I figured, you know, like here... Like, the problem is when you're married, dude. Like, if I buy something, I go to a jeweler store and I spend a grand on something.
Right.
It's going to hit her phone.
Yeah,
she yep. sees, she'll she's see it on her phone. Oh, he's at the jewelry. Just spent $1,000 on me. You know, so then I was like, okay, I have a PayPal account I could do that with.
Okay,
she doesn't know shit about. and I could, but now I don't have knows. Enough. I don't have enough in there to buy a birthday present.
Right,
I got something in there to buy, like, you know,
little necessities and
yeah.
shit like that. Yeah,
you know what I mean, a couple $100. But I don't, you know, so then I'm thinking, all right, and then I'm thinking, I got an idea. I'm going to send her flowers the day before she comes to the Bahamas for 5 days with me.
Yeah,
like, no, I can't do that. And then I'm sitting there like a putz, like I'm a fucking dork. I don't know what I'm doing. And then what I do? Then I said, listen, honey, when you get here, we'll go shopping. We'll go to downtown Bahamas. We'll go there in the Nassau and we'll just buy something. You know, I bought a couple of Breitling watches there. You know, we bought shit there. I bought her some nice shit
You
there.
Bought her some stuff.
Yeah.
I thought you said you couldn't find anything.
Well, we like she looked at earrings and stuff, but she didn't.
No,
nothing
I get
like
what he
nice.
Means. Like
nothing,
nothing
like a,
nothing
a gift
hit her.
Gift.
Like she wants. Like, oh my god, thanks, babe. Like I
right.
get what
yeah.
you mean. Like
there was like a Tag Heuer watch, nice white one. It was like $2,500.
Yeah.
And hey, if she's watching, if she said I want it, I would have fucking bought it for her.
Well, of right. course.
Honestly, I was like, all right, that's fine. You
that's
know?
Your bae. You gotta take care
yeah.
of her.
You know what I mean? Listen, I won. It was like a couple years ago for her birthday. Like I gave her. She always wanted one of my Breitling watches, like a limited edition, one of the first ones I ever got. And then she wanted it. So I spent $15 to resize it, and I gave it to her for her birthday. She was never happier.
Oh, there you go.
I was like,
oh, you're good.
15 fucking bucks.
Yeah.
So I got a split. I was going to, you know, $2,500. I had to consider the $50 I owed fucking Ethan. Yeah. I had to put that into the budget.
Yeah, man.
What's up, Jose? Fabian says, great show. Thanks, man. Thanks for watching.
Yes,
share it with your friends, man. We're going to be here for a little bit. We got some shit to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so that was the Bahamas, and that was great. Whatever, boy, it's fun though. I would leave my room, and then on the other end of the fucking pretty much the property was the gym, and I would walk through the pools.
Yeah,
you know
just
I mean?
Get a glimpse of what's going
on.
Yeah,
you catch some nice shots here and there.
Oh yeah, some nudity.
Not nudity, dude.
No,
but
you know,
like,
they don't go full nudity.
Yeah,
they don't
Bahamas,
do that.
No. But yeah, there's a lot of visual eye candy.
Yeah,
there.
You can you say if I'm going to walk, it's a great. It's almost like if you go to a gym and you get on a treadmill or something right next to where the women do the fucking splits.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
you know that's a good way to get guys fat guys on shape.
So you're a pervert.
I'm not a pervert. No. He's not a pervert even. He's just an old man. Okay?
I am getting up there. I am an opportunist, okay? I am going to try to make something, right? It's got to be all good. It's got to be a perfect storm of
happiness. You're not a peeping Tom. You're an opportunity Tom.
Yeah, right? Listen, if the gym puts the treadmills facing that way, what am I going
to
do?
I can picture Dougie like, you know what? I'm just going to run backwards to be nice to these girls. I don't die.
Right.
Dougie's eating a dick.
Well, yeah, I'm exaggerating the joke.
Oh, yeah.
But there's women walking around the gym.
That's nice.
You know what I mean? So it's nice.
Hey, I take yoga every day, so.
Yeah.
I know. Do you?
Yeah.
Does that really help? Like, didn't all stressed out and stuff like that?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Yeah, my stepdaughter is like a fucking yoga master.
It's way better than heroin. I mean...
Well,
heroin works better, really, if in the moment.
Probably but,
like,
works faster. Yeah,
because you just shoot up or whatever, but you don't have to put on the clothes. But like,
not true, yeah.
Overall, with like my lifestyle, like I found that when I do yoga, my life turns out to be better than when I shoot heroin every day.
Well, yeah, I would say that.
It's weird. I don't know what it is, but somehow.
I figured sometimes when I eat salad, I seem a lot better than when I eat just like chocolate frosting.
Right, it's the same principle, Dougie.
Well, I mean,
if I spend my whole day eating chocolate frosting, but for some reason, when I eat a salad without croutons, I feel much better.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But is there an outfit for the salad?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the salad doesn't have curves.
By the way, Dean Gazzard, welcome. I'm glad to be back, buddy. Thanks for watching. Share the video, brother, as we're on here. All right. So
So you're in the Bahamas. While you're in Bahamas.
Now, while I'm in the Bahamas, I'm trying to, I manage money for a living, so the market's going nuts and everything. Number two. And then we got this election. I early voted.
I voted, too. I voted on Monday, actually, or Sunday.
And we're going to get into your shit, because with your feelings on stuff.
So
I voted, and then I had a show, and I found out after it was a narrow race, but Florida Senate, the one, and the governors, and there was some, I can't believe that Carousel Lady in Miami won and beat that guy. Kabbalah, whatever
and,
his name
is. Cinema is going to win in, where is that, Arizona?
Yeah, the woman lost. The Republican ended up losing.
Yeah, yeah.
And because
McSally.
Because
there's
like
a couple places that are really
like 200,000 fucking votes.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, this, and it's almost like the JFK assassination. In the next 10 to 20, 30 years, it's going to come out like, oh boy, they fucked up back then. Everybody was fucking everybody.
Yeah.
At both sides, you're cheating like motherfuckers.
You think so?
I think so, dude. I would even say this. Even when Bush won against fucking...
That was bullshit, by the way.
When he beat Gore.
That was
Gore.
The first election I voted
here,
in.
Here, it was suspicious. How could you not? Unless you got your head
funny,
up your ass.
Because Gore's like, I got this. And he's like, no, still ain't on Florida. And what happened? Boom.
Yeah, the fucking Chads.
The hanging Chads.
The Supreme Court said they had to stop it. Republican, and I even said this is the governor of the state.
Look at the governor of the state. He's running. He's controlling one of the races. It's the
shit. I'll say this about that fucking alien looking dude. That guy
Lord
is
Voldemort.
Smart as fuck. Because the minute he called in, he got those people in right away. That's action. And whether you like the politics or not, that's the dude. That's the kind of fucker that steps up to the plate.
I know, but he's doing the same thing that Bush Jr. was doing.
No. Hold on a second. Either way, I'm just saying. Listen,
he is.
Listen. Let me put you into perspective. Let's say there's like five of us on a fucking like one of those remade thing, like the space shuttle, and there was only five or six of us that really had to get together and try to go somewhere and fucking survive.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to really worry about just the personality? You going to get people involved to get fucking things done?
You mean, do I want someone moral or immoral?
No. That's how you break it down.
Jesus Christ. I feel like I'm just refereeing this thing. In the left corner, we have Doug Almeida. No. In the left corner, and in the right corner, we have Ethan Moore. Guys, keep clean.
Listen.
I guess I'd be in the left corner, actually.
Yeah, you'd be somewhere
well,
there.
To me, you're.
But you've taken an arrow from that type of ideology, which we're going to talk about today.
Oh, yeah, my show
got
canceled. Oh, let's talk about that.
Because of the shit like that. So bottom line is, it's all suspicious. Now, people say, your info, dude, what do you fuck? Boxes of fucking boxes.
Dougie,
of...
you don't get InfoWars numbers. Come on. What would it take to get Alex Jones numbers?
I can tell you right now, as God is my witness, I never watched an episode of InfoWars.
Uh-huh. You never have?
I've never have.
I've only seen
crazy shit.
You know what I have watched is the goofs that they do on him, which is fucking priceless. The goofs where they take his voice and they start making it into songs and shit. Like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious. But...
All right, so it's all fucked up. That's my point, all right? And if there's anything I think we can all agree upon in Florida, regardless, is that Brenda Snipes...
Here we go.
This fucking woman who runs the voting situation, she's the supervisor of elections here in Broward County.
Right.
She looks like Heat Miser.
Broward County, my home.
right, where I've lived since 1972.
Duly elected by the people of Broward County.
And this fucking witch has been there since I can remember. And all year, for the last 12 months, you couldn't hear, you couldn't turn on a fucking radio, you couldn't turn on the TV without hearing, everybody's got a vote. Everybody's, the vote's important, everybody's got a vote.
Well, look how, well, it's true. Look how close it is. Listen, it could come down to one vote, listen, Dougie. I was right.
Best voter town. Yeah, everybody, let's get him. But let's go ahead and let this fucking moron run the tabulations. You know what I mean?
I will say this about the people that do the elections here. They're not sending their best, Dougie. It's like this Trump said about the Mexicans.
When do you ever see the best come out of Florida?
You know what happens when you don't work in the voting department in the state?
Yeah.
You work at the DMV. Okay.
Right.
So this is, you know, this it is the, this yeah. what it is. Yep. And that's on the liberal side of things, where the people want more government. This is an exact example why you never want more government.
I agree. The people.
These people are complacent.
The people who work for the government are usually
useless.
Not, yeah.
All right. They're fucking useless.
Dougie came back on fire.
He did.
Vacation.
What's
Dougie's
that thing they say?
This up.
They say about how A's work for B's. A students work for B students, and C students work for the government.
Right.
That's totally true.
It's listen, and I've said that 100 times. You want more government? Just go spend some time in the DMV. I used to say it all the time to my fucking friend. Yeah, you really? You think so? Anybody that's in a position that cannot be let go because based on performance. And listen, since I could, when I first started making money, I used to sell China crystal and cookware door to door when I was in college. And I worked when the soccer season was off. I worked half a semester basically, so I couldn't work all year.
Yeah,
and I made a shitload of money because I used to go to nursing stations.
I sold crystal door to door.
It was a different crystal,
probably a smaller amount too. It probably cost more.
Your suitcase didn't weigh as much as mine.
All right,
I knew a girl named Crystal.
Dude, I met so many chicks, dude. I used to go to hospitals and go to the nurse stations and say, "Hey, you guys like nice things?" And I pull out the crystal, the stemware, the china, and the shit. I made like $30,000 in 4 months.
That's
you know
crazy.
What I mean?
Yeah.
As a college student,
from that day on.
I never had a job. I mean, I worked at American Express for a while at SROC in the actual building when service. But that was, aside from that, I never had a job where I had to show up and get paid based on my hours. Mm-hmm. It was all production. Well, it's all, you bring in whatever you fuck, like a hunter.
Right. This guy's shitting on my life right now. Thanks.
Well, no listen, my point is I only say that to give everybody that knows me a perspective
context.
From where I'm coming from.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know what I mean? I don't expect everybody to be able to do that.
I love capitalism, and I've seen both systems. I lived in Vietnam.
Right.
I co-ran a company in Vietnam. You know, I ran a department of like 50 people.
Right.
And I figured out how to motivate people. And I figured out that the great thing about capitalism.
Would you hand out heroin?
No, I did not do that.
You pick me up? Here.
Our sales really went high for a while. Then it just kind of puttered away.
Puttered away, yeah. I came in and everybody was just sleeping at one time.
Everybody came in with no pants on. And there's shit stains on the floor.
Sometimes the traditional ways are best, you know, Dougie.
Hey, man, every Pavlov has a dog.
Wait, what?
Pavlov's dog? Go ahead.
No, it's stupid. But what I was saying is, like, the thing about capitalism and the thing about money is that it is like this principle that organizes people around it.
Right.
So, like, it gives you like a goal that you have to move toward. And what you notice about like people that work for the government or people that don't have that goal of money is that what's the thing that's organizing the principle? You know, you notice that sometimes in academia. You notice that sometimes in like other areas of life.
Here's the problem with structure. There's socialism. There's all kinds of things. Capitalism is good because, you know, the good usually rides. Like professional athletics. It's like a comedy. There's a level, like, you know, and I like associating it to comedy because this is a fucking comedy radio show.
Oh, right.
Okay?
So, yeah, it's hard to know that sometimes listening to it.
I mean, listen, we're not civics majors in here.
You've been on a serious rant since you got here, Dougie.
Let me fucking tell you something. I unfriended some fucking douchebag fucking windbag that I did it one time ago, and it's, I'll friend the guy again, and this fucking troll keeps coming on my shit. Listen. I have no appreciation for somebody that, like, let's say, I don't care. You just got fired from Uber.
Okay.
And this motherfucker is telling me the ins and outs of politics in the world.
Oh, because he got fired?
He's a fucking idiot. You know what I mean?
By Uber?
No.
What did he do?
I'm exaggerating the joke.
What did he do? He hit a bus.
All right. Yeah, I was waving a light, so I hit him.
The only way you can get fired from Uber is A, if you fucked up and you're drunk and you get an accident, you kill somebody. B, you fuck one of your passengers.
Oh, is that illegal?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, I'm destroying my application.
Right. Some
Uber was. I thought it would be a great way to meet
some
chicks.
Uber drivers have like candy in the backseat, right, and shit and water. He's got like bottles of meth and fucking sure, really. Quaaludes and Cosby politics.
He's running Uber stock, yeah, stocking all his clients.
Yeah, there you go. So, but my point is, I just, you know, enough's enough. That was my hashtag, enough already. You know, it's like, whatever. That's it. I'm at the point with Facebook. I'm getting to the point with the political things. Like, I have, like, a couple comics tried to friend me recently, and I looked at their posts. I just went to their Facebook. Like, what do?
They were, you know, too woke for you?
Too woke.
All political. All political. The ban is whole. All political. I'm like, you know what? I have enough of that on my page already. Thanks, buddy. So, at any rate. So, listen. Brenda Snipes stepped down.
Jesus Christ.
But I don't think there's anything crazy going. I think it's just the ordinary run-of-the-mill Florida incompetence, Dougie.
So you don't think there's anything wrong with thousands and thousands of ballots showing up, like all of a sudden, like there's been mail-in ballots. Everybody does that. But the amount of, like, if you look what happened in Broward County alone, whenever there's been missing ballots and they came in, the fucking thing for Gill, where they showed for the
just
for
started
Gillen,
skyrocketing.
It was fucking like,
yeah, but that's because in Broward County everyone voted for Gill.
Not everybody.
Well, not you.
I didn't, and I can tell you that's not true. If you look at the signage and everything around the state, around this, you it wouldn't be. So
no, it would be. Broward is very,
by
very
the way,
blue.
Our hot Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Oh, our corrupt Attorney General.
Yeah, she's hot though. So
she took money from like Trump to shut down the investigation into his university.
Yeah, whatever. So it's a fucking getting rid of it. It's okay. A stupid fucking.
Well, it's not draining the swamp.
Yeah,
that's for
sure.
Hey,
listen, you can have your own swamp, but the government swamp's got to have get be. You know what I mean?
Well, look.
See, listen. If you want to, you remember the movie Swamp Thing? You listen. You can't bring in like some, you know, some I don't know, some zookeeper to fucking take out the Swamp Thing. You got to find another Swamp Thing. Okay. Get rid of the Swamp Thing.
Is this another? Are you saying Rick Scott is the Swamp Thing?
I'm saying that fucking Trump is a Swamp Thing.
Oh, I see.
Now, Trump is swampy thing he is. He steps into the political arena with all these other fucking dirty fucking scumbags.
Right.
These career politicians that
so
are just fucking acting
more.
Like
you're saying you got to fight fire with fire.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But you know, the thing about that is that that's a terrible analogy because if you actually add fire to fire, then everything just burns up.
Yeah. No, sometimes.
California right now, it's crazy. It's
just, dude, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's Armageddon, but let me tell you something. Now we're on that subject. Yeah. Thank you. Fucking those poor people. There's hundreds of people missing, and they're missing because they're in the fucking atmosphere.
They're still counting votes over there too, by the way.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, you would think. I mean, that'd be the easiest place to get rid of votes. Like all these papers. Hey, more fuel to the fire. Just
yeah,
chuck
that's
that
right.
Shit
they
in
just
there.
Catch on fire.
Game over. You know, there's a lot of people I see online posting and stuff like. I have a couple friends that live there.
Oh yeah, I lived in California for 6 years.
It's
I have tons
insane.
Of people there.
Now
I
just from that alone, would you ever live there?
Oh yeah,
I would.
Yeah, oh, it's a great place to live.
Yeah, I mean, goddamn, the fucking earthquakes, the fucking fires.
It depends on the area you live in. Though, like, I mean,
what do you mean? You think these people that are in this fucking What's the name of the town that got fucking?
I don't know.
I know right now where the shooting just happened recently. I know that town just got evacuated because Thousand Oaks. Yeah,
yeah.
They got evacuated because of how bad it's catching up to them. Yeah,
yeah. That's
dude. It's enough. There's a lot of people. It's just unbelievable.
It's crazy.
You know how long is it going to be?
They're still fighting with it. That's the thing. It's still going. They're saying at this pace, the rate it's going right now, I think it's almost like 80 football fields every minute. It's just clearing out.
It's a fucking dude. Yeah.
Global warming. Thanks a lot, Rick Scott.
Yeah,
climate change denier.
Rick Scott's fault. Right it there. Was fucked up. Trump said something about the. But here's the thing,
it's
and
their,
when you look
it's
at
their
it,
responsibility.
It's, but here's the here's the problem with California. There's the revenues. That's why they wanted to divide the state into three because there's a lot of people in California that say no. Some parts of the state are shit.
Yeah.
And you know everybody says it's such a great state. Trust me, the great part of those states can't stand the shit's the part.
Well,
of the
they
state.
Got the same the same kind of regional rivalry we have here. There's a lot of people in South Florida that hate North Florida and vice versa.
Yeah. By the way,
I personally don't give a fuck. I don't know why. Like, all right, so the whole North South Florida and all stuff like that. Like, I that stuff doesn't bother me at all. Like, y'all do. I stay in my own lane when it comes to that shit.
I've
heard
Florida.
That shit all the time. Wait,
are you talking about our comedy scene?
No. I'm not talking about beef or any of that shit.
None of that
I'm talking about just like there's a lot of people who are like. South Florida is full of immigrants and idiots and tourists, and North Florida is full of like rednecks and hicks.
Right.
That's like that's a stereotype, you know.
Well, it's true. Listen,
that's true, kind of.
At the bottom, that's what we were talking about, not people not being able to accept the truth.
Right.
Yeah, everybody wants the truth. Everybody wants this.
And when you tell them,
but then when you tell them the truth, they go, "Oh, what the fuck? You don't know what you're talking about."
But the two sides are very different, and they look down on each other to some extent. That's what I'm saying. It's similar to the California.
But here's the interesting, the philosophical aspect of it. Who is right? That's a question not to answer. In time, no one knows. We don't know which way of life is actually better. We don't know if one is actually more savoring and the other one is self-condemning and falls into a pit of hell. So, you know, until that happens, we don't know who the fuck is right. Yeah. And so here's my suggestion. Let's until that point, maybe we should be a little more humble about where we stand and what side of the fucking fence we stand in. And like you just said, keep to your fucking lane. Stay with those that you and don't judge those other people because they don't fucking because they don't wear what you wear or because they don't watch what you want. And if you want, if the fact that people keep talking about racism and shit, that is the component of racism that keeps it going. The misunderstanding of difference and not being the same. It's the same fuel and the hypocrisy in this fucking society right now we have of people judging other people. There was a guy on Facebook that was saying, like, I guess when Trump was telling those people you're stupid and stuff.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
What,
yeah,
during the fire?
Yeah, no. When he was talking, supposedly the black one was like, "That's a stupid question." That's a, he had a run of them in a row,
right?
And this one guy was saying he's a fucking asshole and this and that. And this one lady who was, I guess, a Trump supporter, he's like, "Fuck you, you fucking." I'm like, "Boy, I hope he doesn't follow your fucking lead, dude."
Yeah,
you know what seriously. I mean? Like
Trump. The language Trump uses is like terrible. How dare he, you cunt?
But you know what? You know what? He is that. That's who he's been since day one. You know, I'm still surprised that people are shocked by the way he is. That's who he is.
I'm not, all right, so I don't dive deep into politics or stuff like that. I get, my person get anxiety. But when I see him, I hear him talking, I just get annoyed. I can't focus on him talking.
It bothers
the shit out of me the way he talks. Like, just, ugh. It's like, ah.
Yeah, I would think that's a guy you would want to be behind the scenes. Right, you know what I mean, and just doing what the fuck you're gonna do.
I don't know about that. That sounds
wrong. No, trust me. Listen, that guy. You can say whatever the fuck you want about that guy, but that guy gets shit done.
I mean,
and I'm just gonna say this real quick because it needs to be said to keep the score. New treaties are being done. It's not gonna be long before the China thing changes and stuff. It's real interesting. I talked to some people about this recently, where we're at in that. But, you know, all that won't matter because we're all focused on how he said, who he said.
Yes.
You know, and while we're on this, nonsense narrative. I got to say it is. Thank you. And here's the thing. Jim Acosta from CNN. Jim Acosta from CNN. Chopped that fucking woman's arm.
No, I watched it. I watched it when it was happening.
I rewatched it on the ABC live feed, and first thing he did when she went to reach for the mic, because his time was up and she was doing her job, he put his arm up as to ask a question to deflect her arm as you watch it. And then what he happens is that she kind of turns and goes under. Then that's when he went down with his fucking arm.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
she tried to grab it out of his hand, and
her job. He purposely, it was not an assault. No. First of all, son, it is a bit of an assault.
Dad is talking.
I don't think it was an assault.
It isn't like he punched her in the face.
Yeah, listen, pops, don't tell me what an assault is.
It wouldn't be an assault if you're in the grocery store reaching for a bag of ice and happen to fucking hit some lady like that. But when you're on national TV in front of millions of fucking people, in front of the President of the United States, at a fucking test, and you actually do that, that escalates the decision process, which causes assault.
I watched it on live TV.
Georgetown law professor on a conversation with me this week said it was. In any court of law, they would hit it, and that guy would get in a lot of trouble. Fired. Not in trouble for pain and suffering.
He could lose his job. He would
fucking
in a heartbeat.
Unprofessional.
Everyone's freaking out over like the tiniest stuff now. That was nothing. She's trying to grab the microphone.
Welcome, everybody, because that's the way it works. Because if you're going to make every fuck, the toilet paper on the shoe, all this kind of shit.
Well,
it all is funny. I'm not denying it's not funny. But I'm saying if you want to do that.
Right.
Then guess what? Yeah. You're fucking morons, Maxine Waters, that guy, and your fucking dumbasses on your side of the fence have to be exposed.
I don't
want
to have to take responsibility for every liberal in America. Believe me, they hate me.
It's a fucking clown.
They hate me. I was telling you that story.
Right. We're going to fit it. We got plenty of time because we're not doing no straight from the headlines today. Fuck it. There's been too much shit that happened that we're going to pull up.
This is raw and uncut.
Too much real stories that we have to fucking talk about.
Yeah, not like the ones we have to make up.
There's no reason for me. There was not one goddamn reason for me to look into the fucking vault of news. you know, from what's happened
over
the last
2 weeks. It's been a while since I've seen Dougie this fired up. This is exciting.
Yeah, but I've been sitting in a hotel room like Groundhog Day for 2 weeks in fucking the Bahamas getting up. That's where the other headline
getting all angry.
Kurt Green, the headliner this week, and he says, I feel like it's Groundhog Day. He gets up, you get out to the, they can clean the room. You go, you know what I'm saying? So, all right.
Take a breath, Dougie. Take a breath.
I feel like the right wing, they get all riled up now over the slightest little tiny thing.
You think?
But I feel like they learned. I feel like they learned it from liberals, and now they're just copying it.
It's a natural reaction.
And using it against them. Yeah,
it's a vicious circle. They keep repeating everything. It's like, just going back around. And
like
around.
Sarah Sanders is like, that was an assault, and I'm like, it was not. Like I watched it. That it, 10 years ago.
And I agree.
No
I
one would even
I
be
would
saying
rather,
any
I
of
would
this.
Rather, I would rather this side say, you know, all the shit you guys point out to us. And now, you know, and I said this to a female comic, very well-known comic, and I risked losing her as a follower and friend. But I said, look, man, I'm not looking at the doctored video. I'm looking at what I saw. And that was inappropriate. It was clearly inappropriate. It was unprofessional. And you know, but it was an assault. No, I would have said, hey, Sarah. Just say, look, you know what? What he did was very unprofessional.
There you
right?
go.
Right? And then it would have been, then we would have been looked at so much smarter.
Yeah.
And eventually more people on the hedge in the middle of all this nonsense would go, you know what? You know, that's what, like, with the cabin.
Well, there is no middle.
That
anymore.
Was the thing.
That's
right.
The thing. That's what they're acting like.
The people, well, here's why there's no middle, because people in the middle are like, you know, and
I'm in the middle, by the way.
By the way.
I'm a moderate.
Yeah, here's the thing. You know the people in the middle? The people in the middle, eventually, the next year or two, will be off Facebook completely.
I'm
won't
going
be,
that way, man.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm not far.
Facebook is
all right,
just
so let's talk about this. You had a gig.
Okay. I had a gig in Savannah, Georgia. It was supposed to be, Friday and Saturday, like, you know, 3 days ago.
Last week. Okay.
Yeah, last weekend. It's a drag show. Comedy drag show. I've been doing this with Anna Lepley for like 2 years.
If I'm a butch, yeah.
Yeah, we go over to like whatever city. We've done it in like Charleston, Jacksonville.
You've been there before.
Yeah, we've done it in Miami. We've done it. We're doing it actually this weekend. We're doing it at Propaganda in Lake Worth, right here,
where nobody's going to complain about anything out there.
Everyone's too high to know.
Propaganda, that place
should be called Lake Worthless.
Have you been to Propaganda?
Yeah, we did. Bob Levy and I were supposed to do a show there one time. They didn't help promote it or anything.
We could do the show naked there.
That's my neck of the woods, and I got to tell you what, I've seen some outlandish shit. Man.
Yeah.
Propaganda is one place you can go to, and you know what? Yeah, that fits here. You can see the most crazy shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
no one's
going to
complain.
I'm not worried about it. And no one's ever complained before, except a couple times I've had like people say, I don't really want to go up. So what it is we get like guys, usually straight guys, sometimes gay, usually straight guys, and they go up on stage. They've never done drag before. They do
Which
their
is
comedy.
Sh- watching them sometimes do it too.
They do their comedy show in drag, and I'm in drag, and I do it really pretty. I like try to like actually look good.
Yeah,
and
try. Keyword in a try. Keyword.
Anna wears like a bow tie.
You got a funhouse mirror in your fucking house.
That's all great. Right. I can picture it. Right. Well, like, I got to look good for the ladies. Lipstick.
Well, now I'm getting offended. Now I'm triggered.
Dude, when I need to keep from shooting a load, I picture you in fucking drag.
That keeps me going for a couple hours. It was like,
all right, I'm out of here. I'm out of the podcast. No, listen, I think I look pretty, and I actually do try to look good, and I have a feminine side. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. And see how uncomfortable you guys are? Usually,
if Randy and I dressed in drag, we'd look like fucking George Jefferson's wife.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
No, the fucking good time wife. Wasn't it? That fucking
Weezy?
Lady. Oh, my God. Weezy was a fucking, like a fire hydrant.
Yeah,
you'd look like Sarah Sanders, actually.
Probably.
I don't know. Me putting on a wig might make me feel good about having hair, so I'm losing all my shit.
There you go. See?
Yeah.
So we've been doing this for 2 years, and I really do have a feminine side, and I actually like to try to create a character on stage, and I talk like a woman, like, hey, I'm so excited to be. Do a whole thing.
A little bit.
A whole thing.
I was going to ask you, had any Avon on you?
Did you drink any Miller Lite? It sounds a little raspy.
And so we've had like some guys who are like, no, basically like I'm not comfortable in my masculinity enough to do this. Like they're slightly homophobic. Usually black guys. I don't know. You know some Latin guys, too.
Honestly, if you ask me, I would say, you know, just because that's not my cup of tea.
Sometimes.
I'm secure in myself, but I just wouldn't
I would. Is
also,
not,
Dougie.
It's not crossing the line to say, like, being racist to say that in the black community, for a guy, it's a lot more taboo than a white guy.
Black community, too.
And even to a higher level, like a Muslim guy would have a lot harder than a black guy.
Also,
Dave
Chappelle said this thing about how, like, when black men wear dresses, like, it was just, like, bad for them in show business or something. Like, it's just conspiracy theory.
Oh, really?
So there's that, too. I'm aware of that. Yeah, but no, we've had, like, black guys, we've had everyone do it. I mean, it's been amazing for the past couple of years. And we've also had people who are, like, right-wing who are like, I'm not going to that show. You know, because they're like homophobic. Literally, they're just
homophobic.
They're
scared they might get a boner.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're never like, we're going to shut the show down.
Ethan and drag? What? Hard on.
Oh, have you seen a photo? Hey-o. Of
But this time, we actually had, what happened was one drag queen in Savannah shared the show, and it was a picture of me, and I'm like pretending to like get it in the ass. And
so
I'm
let me
like,
get this straight. The first time they share a photo of you, it gets canceled.
Canceled, yeah. Kind of tells you something.
No, they're all.
Anna Lepley photos only. No Ethan.
They're just, all pictures of Anna just, and me. Yeah, we've never done, we've always used pictures of me and all Anna right. to promote it. It wasn't that.
Must have been a real good photo.
Anna was like pretending to fuck me in the ass with a banana.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course.
You've seen that, right?
Just normal pictures of you naturally. Yeah,
and I'm in drag, full drag, with like really pretty. Like I paid like my hairstylist to do like drag because he
was makeup. A regular day at the office.
Yeah,
a
regular day. Yeah, he wakes up and just butter me up, guys.
Yeah, and so see this homophobia? See what's going on here? But you guys are cool with it.
This fella's busting your child.
I know, but you guys are cool with it, right? But the leftists, man, I'm telling you, this drag queen shared it in Savannah and basically said this is transphobic. And then what happened was like fucking 10 like crazy straight white dog mom bitches who basically like had nothing else to do,
right?
And decided that they're quote unquote allies of the trans community or the gay community.
Oh,
started sharing
our
stuff, and
they
said like, "This is transphobic. Right, this is homophobic. It's a man in a dress. Right, ha ha. We're supposed to laugh at our lifestyle."
Let me give it. Let's get everybody caught up on this for a second. First of all, what's interesting is, you know, the liberal party would think is more for the LBQTD, whatever the fuck it is, a little more liberal in that aspect. But what you're saying is that it was over, like, you're almost making fun of it.
They're saying
like
that we're making fun of trans people.
You're mocking trans people.
Which we're not.
As opposed to respecting it and actually, you know, bringing it more out to make it more acceptable.
Yes, their take is that it's basically like we're doing like blackface or something.
Yeah, that makes no sense, man.
Right, well, this is the problem. People today think they know more than they fucking know.
They're using these.
Everybody should, you know what? Everybody should walk around with a fucking scepter. Everybody in this fucking country should just start walking around with a fucking scepter and a fucking crown. You know what? Because that's what it's like. That's what everybody is on failure. Well, fucking scepter and a crown.
I don't think it's just the alt-right or all that bullshit with politics. I think it's anybody who could take an opportunity to jump on something, make something. Yes. Hey, look at me, yes, look what I'm doing.
It's this.
That's exactly what I feel like happened.
It's exactly that. It's the social justice warrior thing where they're virtue signaling. They want to feel like I'm the most moral person in the world and I'm better than everyone else.
That's
and you
stupid,
can tell because they're using this crazy leftist language. Like, like one of them said, it was literally like reading like someone who failed out of post-structuralist French philosophy school. They're saying like, oh, this is reusing the trope of being taken from behind in anal sex and ridiculed by the taker and the stigma of anal sex. And and you're making fun of quote-unquote femme culture.
But what if that was really your thing, though, and then they're not judging you?
Exactly. Well, I'm like, listen, I think I'm pretty on stage. I'm doing it because I like wearing a dress.
We got to get past this. Yeah.
You know, I think Ethan's really self-conscious about how he looks just as a woman.
I think he's taking it really personal. Yeah, here's the thing I would
have
said.
They're jealous of how pretty I am, Ethan.
Here's what I would have said.
That's what it is.
Here's what I would have said. First of all that shit you just said, ma'am, bananas are funny.
They are.
I know.
That's it. That's as simple as you can overlook this thing all day, but bananas are funny. That's all it was.
Yeah.
Right? And you know, that's
a gag joke.
Well, here's the thing. They think that they're saying like, oh, you guys are part of the patriarchy. They accused us of being Trump voters. They're like, you guys are probably Trump voters.
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Like, here, oh, yeah. John Gregory was like, oh, yeah, typical cross-dressing Trump voters. Like, literally,
no
like,
one ever.
Like, Anna is a lesbian, and she's Cuban-American. She's like Latin American. She's Latina.
Yeah.
She's like a 5-foot-tall lesbian. I am a recovering heroin addict who likes to wear a dress on stage and is a comedian.
See,
we're the patriarchy all of a sudden.
See, you see, Ethan, people don't care about the details or the facts.
Nope.
It's all about imagery. It's all about judgmental imagery. Everybody,
no one cares.
Don't
about
judge
facts
me. God damn you! I'll kill you if you fucking judge me. But I'm gonna judge you all fucking day.
Nobody cares about the facts. That the lie's more entertaining. That's
this
exactly what they did.
Can
they
I break it? Can I make it? Can I make it any fucking simpler?
Yeah.
This is why there's fires.
Well,
this is why
Trump won.
This is why there's global warming. This is why there's global warming. That's why the sea levels are rising. It's not because
we can't agree about basic stuff.
It's because we are fucking corrupt. The whole whether you believe in Jesus Christ or not, I was raised Roman Catholic. I look at that whole thing as a storyline. Whether you believe the actual players and the storyline behind it, there's something there that when you know when things kind of start, like even the problem with capitalism is at first it's great because then all the success rises to the top. But once unchecked and once gone too long, there's corruption that builds within those levels.
Yeah.
And that's
control.
So just like the earth, the corruption has reached a fucking level where everybody walking around with a scepter and a fucking crown. Okay.
Well, and they did.
Well,
it.
Their scepter and their crown is Facebook and their followers. I mean, shit. Well,
yeah,
and it worked.
Exactly what it is, and it's that's fucked up.
They shut us down. So we got a text from the owner. He said like, I'm really uncomfortable with this now, and he said basically like that he wanted to postpone it. He was like, I still support you guys, and I'm willing to do it if you think so, but
yeah,
like
postpone
kinda,
it so you don't sue him anytime soon.
So basically, like we had to
postpone
it.
Pretty much what it is.
And so
hey,
we're basically
give us a
saying,
couple weeks to see if it dies down, and we'll bring it
kicking
back.
Kicking the fucking can.
So we'll do it like maybe at some point in the future. But here's the thing: it's
you
funny
gonna,
too.
You change the picture.
No, and they said that was the picture was really offensive, and I'm like, "Fuck you, man! That's our promotional material. I think it looks great.
So
I don't know.
You gonna try a different picture,
maybe
make it a little more or less, you know, like maybe
you should
just
blur
less.
Out the banana, but leave it in a picture.
And you ever think about maybe like maybe having another fucking model
instead of me? I'm telling you, I look hot in that picture.
Dude,
I look great,
dude. I don't
know what.
No, you can get a better picture than that, dude. I got. Right, I'm not saying you're ugly.
Personally, yeah.
I'm just saying you can get a better picture than the one on that phone. I'm telling you.
I think you shaved a little might help your numbers a little bit. Shave the face a little bit.
I don't know if you want to be sticking your ass out. You know, just be more like a lady. Like stand up tall and you know don't be.
No,
such a,
I'm like a slut.
No,
and you're slut shaming me right now.
I am. It's a problem.
This is part of this.
You're a slut. You're a guy. So if you're gonna be a woman, you have to
be
the other end of it.
You have
to change it up. That's the missing.
I'm not playing into
you're spreading your cheeks too fast for anybody.
Heteronormativity.
Yeah, don't be giving it up.
Keep your cheeks tight, okay? Jesus Christ,
ready to let her stick a fucking banana up your ass?
Yeah, it wasn't a small banana either.
You know, here's the thing: some people are gonna look at that, and go, "Oh my God, is this what this is gonna be? We're gonna go to the show."
It's great to see Anna Lepley banging you from behind with a banana. It's crazy.
Well, no, it's actually what it is. See, I'm like more like the beauty queen who won like years ago, and so I dress in like a full dress, and I don't dress.
Dude, you're not a beauty queen,
but everyone else has to compete.
It's one thing, like even Al Bundy could look back to a winning fucking game. But when it comes to that kind of shit,
I'm
dude,
very pretty.
He probably walked on stage like, next, get him off stage, bring him next.
Can we have a model for this guy?
Right.
I'm very pretty, and you guys.
Or lead the body and Photoshop someone else's
face. You can't take that away from me. You can't take it away from me.
Don't get me wrong.
No matter what you say.
No, don't get me wrong. I mean, I wouldn't mind shaving my legs. I got nice legs.
I don't shave my legs.
I'm just saying.
I shave my chest.
He's full, like.
I shave my chest, though.
I'm ready to go, man. I got titties already.
I got titties.
I'm ready to go.
Man, titties.
But
I got a dick, too. You know,
right. Oh, you do.
It's very exciting.
Do you tuck it though for the pictures? Are you tucking it?
No, I don't. I leave it out.
Yeah.
There's one picture where you can see my balls, and we like put like little like smiley faces over the balls so you can see it, so we could post it on Insta.
At least he was honest. At little smiley
little
faces.
Smiley faces.
Well,
yeah.
No, they were big. They were
you could have just matched the two and make
they
it
were huge.
We didn't really need to put a blur on the screen.
No, not at all. Just two pequeñitos, two little smiley faces, and that's it.
We just left one of the pixel fucking discordance on there.
Didn't need multiple pixels, just one square on each one.
Hey man,
that's it.
Usually you get a few pixels to blat out your dick. Yeah. He's got one.
I'm so sorry I brought
usually
this up.
The banana had more pixels than your nuts.
Do we have to use fucking HD?
I wish I had.
HD, you would have got two.
All right, let's
pixels,
move on.
Bro.
Straight from the headlines. What else do we have?
Straight from the headlines. Ethan says he has little nuts.
No, man, we got 13 minutes without any straight from
look,
the headlines.
Look, no, so this is the last thing I'll say about it. So they succeeded basically in canceling our show. It's postponed indefinitely. Who knows when we'll be able to do it. And it's very funny to me that this
now, where
happened.
Where was this again?
This was Savannah, Georgia.
Well,
how
much you want to bet that the person who actually started all that bullshit actually has a huge following? And it's all
doesn't care.
Take advantage of their following and just. I want to look like I'm doing something
here's
great.
Here's the thing. That's
this
a drag queen.
Do.
That was started by a drag queen. A drag queen is a gay man, usually, who dresses up like a woman. So he's appropriating her culture.
All right.
Like
know,
that, he's doing blackface.
Can I,
you know
can
what I mean? Like,
I
it's
tell you,
ridiculous.
Do you know what the real situation is there? You got under his skin.
I know.
You're taking away from his limelight.
That's what I'm saying. I'm
you know
prettier.
What I feel like
I'm
happened?
Prettier.
You know,
he's
you know what
he's
I feel
jealous.
Like yeah. The dude thought, hey, who's this bitch coming into my world? Okay, I'm the only ugly drag.
I'm the best drag
out in this place, okay?
Drag queens are some jealous bitches, let me tell you. So anyway, I just also think it's funny that it happened in Savannah because we don't do this show in like New York City or like San Francisco. Because
well, you probably should.
Well, because they don't need it.
Right,
because
there's enough of it there.
They're already,
oh, yeah,
they're already like, you know, cool with like gay people. But we do it in these like little southern towns.
Oh, look at you guys.
And I'm always like, this will be cool because like then nothing's ever happened
look
like this in their little southern town.
You guys appropriating what we don't have. Look
and,
at you.
And
you
so
guys
then,
are like the emo monkeys.
And then now, and now Savannah, though, it's so funny because they like they decided all of a sudden, like we're like a hick southern town. And we decided in like 5 minutes that we're like super woke. And we're kind of trying to make up for 400 years of oppressing minorities.
So let me ask you a question.
When has Ethan really been woke? That's the question.
First thing I want to ask you. So is there any way that we can like retaliate on this guy, or you know, is there any way we can come?
No.
Like, in other words, can we just like go full hard?
How would you retaliate to a drag queen? That's the question.
No, just get bigger, then frustrate them till they quit.
We're gonna find a bigger drag. I don't get like, what do you mean?
The biggest retaliation we can have is that I've now officially been deplatformed. Just like all of the great people, you know, like Miley Yiannopoulos and
but how
Hitler. No, I don't know. Who was deplatformed?
Okay, so you lose that one show, though. Has that affected any of your other shows?
No.
No, it's fine. We're still doing the rest of our shows. And I just think it's like, you know, they don't get to have us. They don't get to have us. That's how we fight back.
Yeah, dude.
They lost out.
You guys will be stuck looking at that one fucking ugly whore.
Yeah. You guys put out a banger. You show, hey, look, this is what the hell we did.
You should write. Right? You should get like a press release in that town going, all right, you guys are really fucked now, because this is the only transgender, you know, the drag queen you're going to get.
I thought this stuff was only on college campuses. I thought it was, like, not really leaking out into the wider culture. I always heard people saying, like, oh, this is crazy. Everyone's too politically correct. And now I'm like, wow.
Right.
This is just like regular people. And they're attacking other regular people. It's not like someone attacking in a position of power. You're attacking someone who's...
All this civil warrior bullshit that's happening in the world today, it's getting out of control, dude. Like, yeah. I can't tell you how many times on social media I see stupid fucking bullshit scrolling through my feed, and all I can do is just sit there and laugh. I don't even comment on this shit, because I don't even give that shit the kind of energy. But like, okay, so you have your little platform of 100 followers that gives you the right to fuck up somebody else's opportunity to do something, make something happen, because you just want to do it. Like, that's how I feel all social warriors are.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like if you're on the left, you're supposed to be fighting back against like people with power who, like you said, capitalism becomes corrupt. You're supposed to kind of fight back against that sometimes,
That lingers.
I don't even think it has to do with politics. I just think that, hey, look, you're fucking lonely. You got some people who follow you who are like, all right, cool. Let me take advantage of the fact that I have these people follow me on some bullshit that I really don't believe in myself.
That's what I'm saying.
And let me just wreak havoc. That's all it is.
Yeah, these people aren't really true leftists. They're not really the true people, because they're not standing up for the common
people. These
people
aren't true, period.
Period. You know, really, take out the left and right. You are not a real person.
You cannot talk down about capitalism when you're self-indulgent, narcissistic, and self-serving.
Right.
You know, and again, it's a hypocrisy. And this is why I'm telling you the world's coming to an end. Because again, the scepter walkers, the crown wearers.
It's a click away on
everybody.
Post.
Everybody's better off. This all began with the demonization of in the last couple decades of any religion, you know, and all the shit that's happened. And like I said, we know how we feel. Look what's happening to the Catholic Church. They're acting like they're admitting it, but they still haven't.
And they still wear dresses on stage.
And they are the ones.
Know?
And they are the ones, by the way, also carry scepters.
That's what I'm saying.
And they are the ones, right, that should be the first and foremost to say, hey, we fucked up. We're sorry. Ask for forgiveness.
Right.
And this is why it's all happening.
Well, it's too bad they don't have any concept of forgiveness in the Catholic Church.
The one thing, it's almost in the same sense of that rationale and logic, that the thing that upsets me, and my gay friends I've said this to, it's one thing. You never want to ridicule anybody, right, or judge somebody or not give somebody because of their race, right? But that doesn't mean you have to accept that lifestyle. You know what I mean?
What does that mean?
What I mean is
instance, your friend Butch thing, if you were to ask me and I said, no, I'm cool. I'm not nothing wrong.
But I won't be there.
I have no hate to you guys. Right, right. I'm just not going to do it.
But
not even the fact I won't be there. I don't have to like what you're doing, but I can respect the fact that you're doing it.
But if you were then to turn and judge him for not liking it,
that's the fucked up.
Well, you're transphobic.
No. See,
you're transphobic for not coming to my show.
Not at all.
You're transphobic.
Listen to me. This is my point. You're exactly.
That's what I'm saying. That's their argument.
You guys are the theater of what's happening in that because that's what happens, and that's the point.
If you don't have sex with men, you're homophobic, Dougie.
I guess I'm never having sex with you, then. Jesus Christ.
Call me a homophobe, man.
Yeah, for real. Because if you're the only option left, I'm joking.
You know what I mean? And it was something that, you know, that you say, look, like, exactly right.
It comes down
to that, because if you, the fact that person will get mad at them for not being comfortable with it, like, you should accept this.
It's almost like they're weaponizing fucked up shit.
Oh, they're weaponizing compassion doing.
It's the whole thing of racism, too. Everybody's being called, using the racist label and stuff. It's not that racism doesn't exist. It exists.
Sure.
All fucked up things happen. But you can't fucking draw the card. The minute you draw the card, all you do is continue to to keep that shit going. Like, well, guess what? Since this is happening, I don't trust you anymore. We don't trust each other.
The thing that that seems to have deteriorated for me in the last few years is that before you had people on the left who would call out the powerful and say, these people are powerful and they're fucking you over. Look at what they're doing. It's the corporations. It's whatever. It's the politicians. Now you have people on the left who are saying, I'm calling out ordinary people who have no power and because they have the wrong opinions about trans people, or this might be offensive to some people. And they're saying, you're the fact that you're there, the fact that you're performing this drag show, the fact that you're saying these things is violent to me. I don't feel safe. Yeah. It's hurting trans people. It's violence. It's like, no, this is free speech. It's not violence.
No, I get that. I don't understand why on that stigma, though, I don't feel like you can even put a label as if it's alt-right or alt-left or left-right political, because any person who has to use that is just a scumbag. To do that kind of shit, it's point blank. It has nothing to do.
To do what? Which
what's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. The way you're saying, like, you know, you keep saying, like, you know, the people they're using their weapon.
They're attacking the like regular
it doesn't
people
matter.
That don't have power.
Everybody does that shit. You can be a freaking Republican.
People on the right do it too.
Everybody does that. It has nothing to do with your political beliefs. If you're a piece of shit, you're a piece of shit for doing whatever the piece of shit action you're doing.
People on the right attack people for being the wrong race or having not enough money. People on the left attack people for having the wrong opinions.
Well, you do
but
have
everyone's attacking everyone.
But everybody, like, you know, the one thing I get resentful of is when somebody says, oh, you know, like people that don't have something and they get mad at you for having it. Like, oh, you did this. There's already the assumption that you obtained that through some sort of illegal method or some sort of you know, cannery or something, as opposed to earning it. And that's a big part of the problem with society, too.
Yeah.
Society has lost this concept of earning it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like
respect.
Everybody
wants to be hand-fed.
Comedy. You earn stage time. You earn and you don't earn stage time by running to every fucking open mic. You earn stage time when you go on fucking stage and fucking rock it or do good, and you're building it. That's when you earn it. You don't earn it just by being around. You earn it by you know what I mean? And people have lost the understanding of what earning is, because too many people are like, oh, you get this, you get this, you get this. And in this country, that's what it's all about. You know, and this was like decades ago. I had a conversation. This was in college. We were talking about that. That's why people from this other countries hated us, because it was that simple. Because we got whatever the fuck we wanted, where other people in other countries, toilet paper. Whoa, you got 18 fucking types of
toilet
paper.
Got enough for the bottom of Trump's shoe.
But there's people like it's all over just your like prison. You're saying, though, and even like you can even say like comedy or put that aspect there. You still have people who, if you tell them like a booker, tell them, hey, I don't think you're good enough yet. Go tighten up, get on your stuff. What the person gonna do? Blast them on social media. Oh, so and so said that I'm not good enough to be on their show. They're a piece of shit. They don't know my comedy. Like, why? You can't take the true constructive criticism on that. Go work on your shit. Don't sit there and use that and try to make that person.
But you would hope, and this is where the capitalistic aspect holds tight and lasts longer. It's one of the more successful of all these, you know, theories, is because in a capitalistic Darwinian type myth, that guy's never going to get work again. The one good thing about Facebook, another booker sees that guy badmouth the booker. Guess what? Race him off that fucking list, because the behavior doesn't fit the earning anymore.
Yeah, not anymore.
You just acted in a way. There's a reason why comics get stage time and some don't. There's a reason why there's 11 people playing on a football field on Monday night.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a reason for it.
Well, I would say that football is very meritocratic, whereas comedy is meritocratic to some extent, but also corrupt to some extent, right?
No.
There's some corruption.
Somebody's corruption is just somebody else's strong favor. You know what I mean? Like, in a sense, like, there may be a comic that's funnier than another comic.
Right.
But the booker doesn't like that comic because of shit like that, because he's a bit of an asshole. Yeah. He talks shit or whatever. There's certain personality or characteristic traits that the booker says, I don't want to have to deal with this. Right. And then the other comic is not as funny, gets booked. Now the fucking cocksucker comic goes, well, this is all politics.
True.
He doesn't own up to the fact that he's a bit of a dickhead.
That's true at the level we're at. But what about like the national level with comedians? Look at where everyone is, right?
Yeah,
you have to be a liberal.
I'm a national, bitch. Came international.
All right, all right.
I just came back from the Bahamas.
No. You
watch
your
fucking tone, Ethan.
What's up, Brenda Lee?
You know what I mean, though. I'm talking about the level of like Hollywood. If you're not a left-wing comic in Hollywood or New York, then you actually probably have a hard time getting work.
Right. Or nowadays, I mean, by the way, speaking of that, I got to say this. Congratulations to Saturday Night Live this past weekend and Pete Davidson for fucking doing the fucking duty and actually owning up, which we're talking about in a sense here.
Yeah.
I think the guy's hilarious and shit, but I thought that was a bit fucking uncalled for when he fucking tells a fucking Navy SEAL, you know, he lost his eye just because he, you know, but he owned up.
Yeah.
There's a guy that owned up, fucking ate it, and said, right. And that was a funny bit, by the way.
It was. Especially with the Ariana Grande ringtone.
He's playing her music. Yeah. Fucking,
that shit was funny.
I kudos out to Saturday Night Live for running that and balancing the scales a little bit for and owning up.
I don't know. It was a little too pro-military for my taste.
You know what? Yeah, dude. Because you're a pussy. Listen. All right? You're a fucking guy. You want this guy would rather see generals in dresses.
Right? That would be all right.
Yeah, you'd be okay with that, wouldn't you? So, anyway, good. Well, listen, we're going to have to wrap the show up. But here's the thing. You're right. I think this is perfect.
But on that aspect, do you think that, Ethan, all right, like, I don't feel hard work is, like, it's just like the way you say the social media. They go on the place, they start posting and shit like that. I don't feel like the people are actually working hard to get their dues for that simple reason. You got people over there blasting other people and shit like that. Like, all right, well, let me give them time. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, not really. What I kind of heard was this, like, some people don't get their dues, and everybody's time will come.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like even now, like, you look at the great Miami, Florida comics, fucking Orlando Labor was just on fucking Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, that was
He's
awesome.
Got the HBO special, you know?
Right.
There's a guy, funny as fuck, talented and stuff like that. You know, and there's deep down inside, you're like, oh, I wish that, you know, I want to be like that. Those are the things I'm shooting for. But there's people, and another comic in LA, Kate Quigley was just saying, because another comic was bad-mouthing her and shit because of it. And you know, it's like, look, things are going to happen as they happen. You know, you got to be lucky. Like, you know, fortune favors the prepared mind is an expression I always love, mantra I kind of follow, because, you know, it's always that, and it goes back to my big theory of continuity.
Yeah.
You know, continuity, doing it over and over and over again. You know, I think about it now. If I didn't get that shot now, you know, in another 2 or 3 years I get the shot, guess what? I still stick with what I'm doing. I'm going to be much better. Yeah. I'm going to fucking nail it even harder. And it's that lack of patience.
Yeah.
It's that, you know, that's a big part of discipline. You know, discipline is fucking, you know, discipline sticking to it, yeah. Whether not, and not just needing a pellet. You're not doing it for the pellet, for the fucking the feeder bar pellet.
You're doing it
because you're really fucking doing it.
You have to love doing comedy and then just keep doing it because you love it, and also you know that eventually it will pay off, but not in any given circumstance.
No, yeah, right? When it does, it does. As simple as that.
Don't measure yourself up to other people. Everybody's on their own fucking
lane. Yeah,
compare yourself to where you were yesterday.
Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, guys. I want to thank Ethan Moore for joining us today.
Yeah.
And, of course, Randy Vega for stepping in.
Thank you. Appreciate you, man.
And real quick for me, guys, this Thursday through Saturday, I'm going to be at Looney's Comedy Corner in Colorado Springs. So check that out. Brian Scalaro is coming to Tavolino's here on Wednesday the week after, along with James Camacho. And but please, guys, by the way, on the 29th of it's a Thursday, Tada Productions put together a show over at the Seminole Casino in Coconut Creek at Legends Lounge. It's a benefit for pancreatic cancer, brain cancer. And Jimmy Schubert is closing along with my buddy Dustin Chafin. It's $25 tickets. Donation goes to the cause. Go check out things over there at Seminole Casino. Ethan?
So this Saturday, if you liked our conversation about drag, you can actually come to our show. It's going to be at Propaganda in Lake Worth. It'll be a real shit show. It'll be crazy. We've got a bunch of dudes who are going to dress up in drag. We've got girls. We've got guys. It's going to be a really fun show. So come out to that show November 17th, Saturday, Propaganda. Also, you can follow me at Ethan Is Not Funny on Instagram or Twitter.
Ready?
I will be at Ethan's show this Saturday,
yeah.
Bouncing for all the drag women, making sure no men come after them.
Thank you. Hashtag me too.
Yeah, hashtag me too. Yeah. Now you can find me with the we're doing a little tour run. Not really a tour, we're giving it a test run. We're going to be up in Gainesville Thursday the 15th, United Nations Comedy Tour. You can come catch us at High Dive in Gainesville. Come check us out. That'll be a good time. You can follow me on all social media platforms. At Funny Gingerican.
All right, there you go. Tomorrow, probably here in the studio with Danny the Jew. Not sure yet. We'll confirm that, but stay tuned here on Facebook or watch for the tweets at Wake Up Dougie or mine at Dougie Dangerous on Instagram and on Twitter. And go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates, but go to Wake Up Late with Dougie Show on Podbean.com and be a patron listener. Donate $1.15, $1, $2, $3 a month. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
We really like you guys to step in and help us out to keep the show going. Thanks, guys, and we'll be back tomorrow right here at the same spot.
Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled through the world on a silvery light.
The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Set fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination to the door to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes, with the children of the sun, they started to climb.